we're part of the 21st century zeitgeist preserved in the Library of Congress to be listened to maybe hundreds of years from now.
That is weird. It's just weird now that, like, it's weird now that people,
you know, some history,
new listeners come in and they might go back and listen to the us of 10 years ago, which is really quite different than the us of today,
you know,
situationally and just who we are.
50-100 years from now, some history student writing an obscure paper on 21st century communications
could stumble upon our show
and write a paper on us,
or anyone's show. Big Fatty could be burping in the ears of future generations for millennia. Who knows? Stick that in your back pocket.
It's weird to think about that we could be a tiny, itty-bitty, microscopic piece of history preserved.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Tiny, itty-bitty, microscopic piece of history preserved.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2459 of the BFO for right the 30th of June 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. A little show. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you what's been going on this week while you listen to the repeats of Pride 48. Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, countdowners, Big Fatty, count it down. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well. Y'all, you are countdowners today because, y'all, 1 year from today, Burger Fatty will officially be retired from the coal mine. Big Fatty, how long before you'll be officially retired from the little show? Well, I don't know. But I do know this. We've got lots to cover today. And y'all, needless to say, Big Fatty is excited. Big Fatty, I think Vader's probably more excited than you are that it's just a year to go. Oh, the end is near. The end is near. Y'all, this weekend we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, three of them are on Saturday and one of them is on Sunday. Y'all, first of all, on Saturday, y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all just moved out there to the California, eh? Y'all, it's TLB James. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he's, y'all, if you heard their Pride 48 show, y'all, they had Cougar Calamities, Big Fatty, Cougar Calamities. But they made it. They made it. And y'all, they traded in their cougar, and TLB Tim got him a ruby red Ford Escape. Big Fatty, it's almost like he's following in your footsteps, except mine wasn't ruby red. But the edge is ruby red. Well, he's bringing it all together. But y'all, also on Saturday, y'all, it's Miss Porter. You remember Miss Porter? Miss Porter, who has moved out of Charleston, and but it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, then someone who doesn't listen to the little show at all, in fact, probably wonders what in the hell's wrong with her other half, because he does, y'all. It is my Northeast Straight Boyfriend's wife. Y'all, it's Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend. It is her celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Fatty, she's probably going to have him committed if that would be a lovely gift at for her to just lock him up. He's batshit crazy anyway. And y'all, then on Sunday, y'all, a long-time listener and supporter of all the Pride 48 shows, y'all, he's out there in the Colorado. Yo, it's none other than Brother Sinatus, Big Fatty. And so y'all, if you see TLB James or Miss Porter or Mrs. Northeast Straight Boyfriend, Big Fatty, she's probably gone into hiding, or Brother Sinatus on the 20 or the face space, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a patriotic piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
Dear Gussie, y'all, now I hadn't talked to you since I recorded the Monday little show back on Sunday afternoon, and y'all, lots has happened this week while you were listening to the rebroadcast of the Pride 48 little shows. Y'all, in my mail on Monday, y'all, speaking of the Ruby Red, y'all, I had weeks ago, it may have been a couple of months ago, I had gotten them. I noticed that the driver's airbag, Big Fatty, that's not going to be confused with the old bag out there in Walnut. No, the driver's airbag had been recalled on the Ruby Red, and they said they'd let me know when it was the replacement parts were going to be available. Well, y'all, I got the message that they were available now, and y'all, so I've called and made an appointment, and they've ordered the airbag to come into the local dealership, and they're gonna get back with me once it gets in, and I'll take the Ruby Red in. Y'all, by the way, that is a garden solid. I'll tell you more about that in a few minutes, but y'all, also Monday night, I'm sitting here at the villa, and this happened.
Mystery day. Are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud?
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's mystery date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all, my 33-year-old who loves the special chancer, Herbert, buddy, what you doing? I said, waiting on you to come by, and y'all, he said, on my way, and y'all, he came by, and y'all, it was just, y'all, it's just a lovely, visit whenever he comes by, and so he came by, y'all, it was just a nice way to end the Monday. Then on Tuesday, y'all went in the coal mine, and it was kind of a quiet day in there, and came home Tuesday night, and this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great.
Ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your mystery date.
Yes! Y'all okay? Got home from the... Okay. Got home from the coal mine on Tuesday evening, and I'm watching the TV machine and all, and y'all... My 33-year-old who likes the special chair wanted to come back, and I said yes, and y'all, he came back, and y'all, again, it was just lovely. And so anyway, then y'all, Tuesday night, Big Fatty had a grumbly tummy, and Veda seems to think that I ate some fouled food. Spoiled food that I had here. But y'all, I don't think that was it. I think it was just a little 24-hour virus, and y'all, I didn't sleep worth a tinker's damn. Not worth a Whitman tinker's damn. And so y'all, I stayed home. I stayed home on Hump Day, and y'all, I started getting these messages. Oh, where's the little show? Big Fatty, anyway, y'all, I had posted the little show on Wednesday, but y'all, I had forgotten to attach the audio file to it, so I went in and got off my deathbed, reposted the little show, and so y'all, if you didn't get Wednesday's little show, it's out there. Just refresh something. I don't know how you do it. And y'all, some people said they didn't get the Thursday little show, but y'all, it posted just fine for Big Fatty, and the Wednesday finally posted also. But anyway, but y'all, as the day went on, y'all, I went back to bed and I slept till about 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon. I was just dead tired. Big Fatty, as opposed to just being dead. Well, can't be far behind. Big Fatty. Anyway, y'all, that evening I was feeling better, and I got up and I went for a little nipple walk, and then I did this. Can you hear that? Can you hear? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, as I do, I went to the Von Z Stone Hump Day. Got to get that to a senior citizens discount. Y'all, they had several things on sale that I wanted to get. Y'all, I got to... they had the Bird's Eye frozen vegetables, buy one get one free, so I got some broccoli florets and some sugar snap peas. Big Fatty, you'll be tooting those up. Y'all, I got me some of that jalapeno popcorn, jalapeno ranch popcorn. It was on sale, so I got a bag of that. Y'all, they had the Atkins TV dinners on sale, buy one, get one free. Plus, I had a coupon in addition, so I got a couple of those. Y'all got it was two new ones. I don't remember what they were right now, but anyway, y'all got some of that good Kanaku smoked sausage. Y'all, they had two. You know, they had a new bagged solid in the Von Z's. Y'all, it's the bacon Caesar solid, and y'all, that's what I'm burping up today. Yes, Big Fatty. And so I got they will buy one get one free. So I got a couple of those, and they're delicious, y'all. Got a half dozen eggs. Y'all, they were supposed to have the Cheetos, the big bags of Cheetos on sale. Buy one, get one free, but they didn't have any. But I had a coupon for these new cheese crackers the one of them is a Swiss and a black pepper flavored, and the other's a Gouda flavored. So I got those and took them into the coal mine. Y'all, they had the good plum rose packaged baby back ribs, and y'all, they will buy one get one free. So I got two of those, and y'all, I'm going. They're already cooked and everything, but y'all, I'm gonna put them on the grill, and that's gonna be my 4th of July picnic. Big Fatty. And y'all, that's all I got. I spent $32.44, but y'all, I saved $26.99. Big Fatty, you did really, really well. Yes, Big Fatty. Dick. I see. And y'all, then on Wednesday night, y'all, it was the premiere. The premiere of the Big Brother. And y'all, it is the season of temptation. Oh, and y'all, they've got 16 people in that. Now, y'all, I'm not gonna give away any spoilers today. But y'all, you gotta keep on up on the Big Brother, because I'm not gonna keep spoilers away from you either in the future. But since it's just getting started, I'll hold off. But y'all, I gotta say, I really enjoyed the opening episode. It was 2 hours long. And then later tonight, Thursday night, they're having another hour, and then that's going to be when after that's over, that's when the feeds will go live. So there's evidently some kind of other hootenanny. But y'all, it's a lot of temptations, and if you choose one of the temptations, there are repercussions from it. So y'all, it looks like it's going to be a lovely season, and y'all, there's some deliciousness. I mean, some deliciousness in the house. Big Fatty, they need to take their clothes off more. You can say that again. Big Fatty, they need to take their clothes off more. I agree. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I might just add that my gentleman caller who enjoys the special chair, who came Monday and Tuesday, wanted to come back Wednesday, but I told him that I had the grumbly tummy, so that probably wouldn't be a good idea. Yes, Big Fatty, and who knows? Maybe I'll hear from him tonight. Yes, Big Fatty, probably so. But anyway, y'all, then Thursday y'all, I got up Thursday morning to go to the coal mine, and y'all, I went out to get the newspaper, and y'all, I couldn't believe it, and y'all, I'm kicking myself that I didn't run back in and get the cellular telephonic device and take a picture. Y'all parked, and this is the honest to God truth, honest to hydrogen truth, y'all parked in front of the villa, y'all, it looked like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. It was a jalopy. I thought old Vader had come by the villa and just left the jalopy. But y'all, this was a fancy jalopy. And I'm serious. If you go goggle pictures of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang without the wings, y'all, that it kind of looked like that. And it had the honk, honk, horn on the side of it and everything. And y'all, I just couldn't believe it. And I should have gotten a picture. Y'all, I could have put a wreath on the side of it, and it could have been my grandma card. Big Fatty, you've lost the opportunity. An opportunity lost. But y'all, that pretty much is what's been going on while you've been listening to the Pride 48 reruns. Now, y'all, a couple of things. I've gotten some... Oh, dear, Gussie. Y'all, I've gotten some messages from Miss Beaver and from a Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. Y'all, Miss Beaver's mother, Beaver, has taken ill, and we hope she's doing well, and we send out our love to Miss Beaver and Mother Beaver. And if you see Miss Beaver on the Twitty or FaceSpace, send her some good wishes. And y'all, my Northeast straight boyfriend Dan, y'all, his aunt passed away, I believe it was the end of last week, and y'all, then his grandfather passed away this week, and so send out some good wishes to him also. Y'all, at the beginning of today's show, you heard the kids from Taste Like Burning and Birthday Boy.
Tiny, itty bitty, microscopic piece of history preserved.
Oh, you've summed up Big Fatty in a very succinct sentence.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.